This is Leon Feldman of Glass Kites, and you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Thank you. That was a long beginning observation set for SMK's second hour, provided by the Vancouver progressive rock band Glass Kites. First, we heard lead vocalist guitarist Leon Feldman with a complimentary and greatly appreciated tagline. Then we heard two tracks off Glass Kites' 2012 debut self-titled album. The first work was called Break, the miniature, all-out rampant instrumental, shimmering smoothly into the extended song Mirror Me. Personal congratulations are in order for the Kaleidoscope, achievement unlocked. SMK has completely played Glass Kites' debut album in its entirety over the course of SMK's many shows. What a great feeling of wonderment. It is also a testament towards Glass Kites, with how enjoyable, skilled, and creatively unique this Canadian prog band is, and hopefully can become in the future. Now I have a special feature band, one that is a recent discovery for me, and that they are a progressive rock metal band from Mississauga, my hometown. While I may not have been able to attend the Rock the Coliseum Festival in Mississauga recently, I looked and read through the participating bands who played there on the festival's official website. Because, you know, being as it promotes independent Canadian and local musical talents, I wanted to see if there were anyone playing prog. And lo and behold, I found Polarity. Polarity is a female-fronted progressive rock metal band from the Mississauga-Toronto area. They have provided ethereal, ambient, and aggressive prog music in this area's music scene for 9 years. I was able to obtain their current release from their Bandcamp page, 2016's Action Potential. I have not listened to the full album, but I can say that it has a fascinating, captivating pull between fluid and blunt attitudes of progressive rock. Here is the first track off Polarity's Action Potential album, Rotator.
Trying
Ce que nous traverse is a Montreal experimental post-rock band. On their Bandcamp page, they provide the following band description. A bit more than a proposition, Ce que nous traverse takes hold on what hangs around by a play of atmospheres, searching for singular vibrations, detailed wanderings. Off their 2016 album, De La Nuit, released on Chuchabada Records, we will hear their extended track, De Guerre. You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca.
Why do you hate me, son?
That was London Alternative Prog Quintet, Kairos, with The Lamb, The Badger, and The Bee, from their 2016 album, Vox Humana. This is the first proper album for the band, as Kairos came about through many musical transitions, starting as a solo studio project by lead vocalist-keyboardist Adam Warren, and then a group effort under the name Synesthesia. From what we just heard from The Lamb, The Badger, and The Bee, Kairos is influenced by the new wave synth-pop music of the 1980s and incorporates their sounds and textures into the grand beyond of contemporary progressive rock. Esteban Karnagwiski is still as busy as ever in Hungary with his many ambient post-rock guitar music projects. Today, we will observe a new White Cube piece. Esteban made available two new releases under his White Cube persona this summer. Nodula EP, In Black Turns Gray, released through the White Cube Bandcamp page in May and July, respectively. We will hear A Stronger Cure from the Nodula extended play. Thank you.
relive. You gave me life. I took that gift and made it mine. My body aches, but not my mind. I'm building bridges.
Torah returns to spice up and jolt the spectral lens with some hot electronic rhythm and blues. Taken from the Australians' newly released album, Take a Rest, off Indica Records, that was the song Bridges, which features female vocalist Grace Pitts. Lastly, for SMK's observations this time, we bring back the presumably dormant West Coast Canadian prog band Grey Lovell. I was able to buy the physical CD of Grey Lovell's sophomore album from Amazon recently. It is called Hypostatic Union, released in 2011. The songs on this Grey Lovell album, like those of their debut 2007 album, Opus 1, incorporate a prominent acoustic guitar into their musical texture, permeating throughout, providing harmonic and rhythmic foundations. This album is a behemoth to behold and listen, as extended works make up the majority of Hypostatic Union, clocking in at over an hour in duration. We will hear one of these extended works by Grey Lovell, called Already Not Yet. This has been SMK, the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. Until next, we behold Prague on and look inward and beyond.
This hopeless